little pony, my little pony.
Ah, my little pony.
I used to wonder what friendship could be.
My little pony.
Until you all shared its magic with me.
Hi, it's Melissa.
And Julia.
And we're here again for episode 2 of the My Little Pony podcast. We're really glad that we have a few listeners and quite a few followers on Twitter, so keep that up. We do have one review. Well, actually, there were two reviews so far. One from Luxray10 and the other one from Rolink264 saying, I like Rainbow Dash.
I like Rainbow Dash, too. Well, actually, I like all of them, but I think Rainbow Dash reflects me more than any other of the characters, yeah. So I like her a lot.
Yeah, you talk a lot about Rainbow Dash being a favorite, so that's good. And Rolink264 says that he's a brony. We hope to have you doing this podcast with a brony friend of yours sometime soon. We just weren't able to coordinate schedules just yet. But we know that there's a lot of bronies out there that are looking for, you know, My Little Pony information and just interested in My Little Pony stuff. So if you're a brony, come on out and listen. Rolink264 seems to like what we have to say, so that is definitely good. And hoping for some music, so we hope to be able to give you some music too.
So yeah, and it's nice. I like reviews because they can tell you like what to do or what to say or different things that you need to work on. So
we're both kind of new to podcasting. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
So do I.
So do you. Okay, but you know, what kinds of things do you want to hear? It was really hard to decide what to do in this first one. I think we both. I gave you some ideas, and you had some ideas. But it was hard to decide. So if you have ideas, make sure you, write a review on iTunes, or you can email us at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com, or you can also follow us on Twitter at MLP Podcast, and we've been checking those like every day, sometimes more than once a day, and we're just looking to hear from people out there who are interested in My Little Pony.
So yeah, and now without further ado, I think we should start recapping the Friendship is Magic Part 1. So it starts out with a unicorn named Twilight Sparkle reading a book, and it's a book about the history of Equestria.
Well, at first, you don't even know it's Twilight Sparkle, right?
Yeah.
I could tell, and, like, this is the first time I really watched the episode. I was like, wow, that animation looks really kind of different than I'm used to seeing the ponies. You could tell it's a book, because they open it, says Once Upon a Time, and so many fairy tales that we've seen, movies based on fairy tales, start with that book. Like, doesn't the one with the long hair, Tangled.
Yeah.
Doesn't Tangled start like that?
Yeah, and I think Beauty and the... No, yeah. Snow White.
Okay, Snow White, yeah. It's just like a Shrek, I think, at the beginning, too. So a lot of them start that way, and it's kind of interesting to see that that's how the TV show starts, too. I thought that was interesting, and that the animation did look kind of different from what we expect from My Little Pony.
Yeah. So, anyway, Twilight Sparkle reads about... like Princess Celestia, that's the ruler at the time, and Princess Luna, was it? Yeah, Luna. And so she reads about the legend of where Ponyville began, or Equestria. And so she does that, and then she reads about how Princess Luna became Nightmare Moon. And
you kept telling me that the name of this episode was The Mare and the Moon?
In some places, it's called Mare and the Moon.
Okay.
But sometimes it's called Friendship is Magic Part 1.
Yeah, because I could not find anywhere where it said Mare and the Moon. But I could see, like, when we went to Netflix to look for it, it's called Friendship is Magic Part 1. Like, everywhere that I saw, it was called Friendship is Magic Part 1. But as we were watching it, I could kind of see how you were getting the other side of that in The Mare and the Moon, because they did bring that up.
Yeah, and it says that Princess Luna had the choice of becoming Nightmare Moon. And I watched a video on YouTube that says otherwise. And I think that the video on YouTube is much more easy to believe. So you'll have to find that. I don't know quite where it is.
Maybe we can look for it and let you know.
In the next podcast.
Yeah, we'll find that one. That's interesting, though, I guess. It's hard because you might believe, you certainly want to believe what's in the show, but then we've also noticed some discrepancies between what's in the show and, or, you know, what's in one episode and what's in another. So maybe they didn't expect people to watch them quite as carefully as we are, but it's kind of good that there's other theories out there.
Yeah, and so after that, Twilight Sparkle gets invited to a party, but she want, and also, she, Nightmare Moon gets banished to the moon, so that's why I got the idea of mirroring the moon. So she gets banished to the moon by using the elements of harmony. And so, after using the elements of harmony, Celestia banishes her to the moon. So, and then Twilight Sparkle wonders, what is the elements of harmony? So she figures out, so then she gets invited to a party, and she says, well, I've got a lot of studying to do, so, but I'll try to catch up later. And then they think, does that pony do anything other than study? And so then she runs off to go to the palace library where she lives, I think, and to find her sort of, what would you call Spike?
Is he like her friend, just her friend, or is she more like his babysitter? I mean, they're not really related, right? It's not like her brother or anything.
No.
Or assistant, maybe? I can't really tell.
Well, from the other episodes, I know I might be a bit of a spoiler here, but in one of the other episodes farther in, which we will talk about later, Twilight Sparkle actually hatches Spike.
Oh my gosh.
So would that make her a mother?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's her son?
Okay.
So I don't know for sure. Tell me in the review or email me what you think what Spike is to Twilight Sparkle. So anyway, to go home, to her home, where Spike is, for him to help her, find out about the element of harmony. And so, she runs off, and she reads in a book that, Nightmare Moon actually wants to rule Equestria in Eternal Night, and then the stars will aid her escape to do that. And then, of course, that is that beautiful, beautiful animation, storyline, and plot is interrupted by the introduction, which gets pretty annoying. And
almost every show has a theme song, so they're just trying to be like every other show. But it does seem kind of different how they went from one to all of a sudden, My Little Pony.
Yeah.
But, so I get that, but that's just the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, and I have a little bit of a vendetta against the theme song in the first part, because it is a spoiler.
Okay, well, don't say any more than that, then.
Yeah.
So, people, if they don't want to be spoiled, they won't listen to the words. They'll, like, plug their ears and go, nah, 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 during that, that theme song.
Yeah.
But maybe they feel like they need to say those things in order for people to understand the rest of the show. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. For that, but.
In my opinion, I think it's a bit of a spoiler.
Okay.
So, anyway. And I have a question. After the introduction and she finds out all this stuff about Mirror and the Moon, she wants to write a letter to Princess Celestia, who is her mentor. And so she writes and says, I figured out about the Mirror and the Moon. And so I want to tell you that the stars will aid her escape and that we're in grave danger. And so she has Spike send it because he can breathe green flames because he's a dragon. He's a dragon, I forgot to mention that. And so he breathes green flames and sends a letter straight to the princess. And so,
and the princess writes back, like, right away.
Yeah.
Like, immediately. Just
yeah. And so she does that, and I have a question because she says my most faithful student.
Yeah.
She has more students.
It sounds like it. I mean, yeah. In order to be the most faithful one.
Yeah.
Maybe not at this time, but maybe she had other students in the past. So she's saying, you know, of all the ones that I've had in the past, including you, you're the most faithful. That's an interesting observation, though.
Yeah, and it's mentioned like that farther into the shows. I won't say any more about that. But she says again, my most faithful student.
Okay. Well, in her response back, as someone watching this for the first time, I was really surprised because here's Twilight Sparkle just, like, thinking she found out something really amazing, and it turns out that when she writes to her mentor really doesn't care. I was kind of like, okay, shouldn't you react and just be like, you study too much? That was really awful, I thought, as a response to studying is a good thing. She's learning a lot. If it weren't for her, no one would know. And I think by the end of the episode, we find out you should have paid more attention. It's a good thing you're studying, and you should, in fact, do it more often. Although I kind of get Princess Celestia's point, too, that friendship is important as well, that you have to have balance. But I still thought her response was kind of mean.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a little bit mean. Well, a little bit more than a little. After that, Princess Celestia sends Twilight Sparkle to a place called Ponyville to check on the preparations for the Summer Sun Festival.
Well, really, she wants her to make friends.
Yeah.
Right? She's like, you study too much. I'm sending you here to check on the festival, but in the meantime, I want you to make friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she goes to Ponyville, and she checks on first the food. And, well, before that, and she meets a pony named Pinkie Pie, we find out later. And Pinkie Pie, is it just me, or does Pinkie Pie overreact? Like, Twilight just says, hi. And then Pinkie Pie gasps and, like, jumps 10 feet off of the air. 10 feet up. And she gasps, like, really, really big. Like, before you might dive down really deep, kind.
Well, doesn't Pinkie Pie, you know, I hate to do this, but doesn't Pinkie Pie remind you of a Hufflepuff a little bit? Like, really friendly, really outgoing, but not the smartest, not the bravest, but friendly. So, I think if there is a sorting hat, Pinkie Pie would be a Hufflepuff. And Yeah, I think probably she does overreact a little bit.
A little?
Well, she's excited.
She doesn't look excited.
I actually think Eva is kind of annoying.
Very annoying.
I think Rarity can be kind of annoying, too. But Pinkie Pie I find annoying, and especially toward the end of this episode. But we'll get to that in a minute. And there was another pony there, too, right? At this time, or coming up soon?
Yeah, coming up soon, we'll talk about more of the ponies. Maybe my mom would like to say more about who she thinks would be sorted into different houses.
That sounds like a good segment to do some other time.
Yeah,
we could see if they were in the Hunger Games, what district they would be from, or if they were in Harry Potter, where they would be sorted.
Or maybe Lord of the Rings, if they would be a hobbit.
Yeah, we could do all kinds of fandoms together.
Yeah.
Okay, going on.
So, yeah, I say, in my opinion, Pinkie Pie's reaction, she overreacts big time. Okay. But anyway, moving on. She walks to Sweet Apple Acres, where she meets a girl named Applejack. And I figured out something that's really bad. In her higher cheek, like right below her eye, she has 3 freckles in a triangle. But in her first technical appearance, they're gone. I mean,
well, it's an animation mistake. You are so critical of these animators. You're always like, that's not the right shade of purple for whoever hair. I hear you say stuff like that all the time.
Yes.
Chillax. It's not a big deal.
If
they forgot some freckles, but the world will not end.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
The world of My Little Pony will end.
Okay, so she's missing freckles, but you do see them in, like, the next shot of her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, in the close-up.
Yeah. So, if you guys can guess, I am very, very picky about My Little Pony. They get one thing wrong, and I have to rant about it for, like, 10 minutes. They get one little shade off, and I get very, very mad about it. I just can't control myself. I just get very, very mad. So, if you guys are with me, please tell me. Or if you're with my mom, please tell me. Okay. Because I honestly want to know if I am overstating this or if I'm actually really sane.
Well, I do like the way Applejack was introduced to everybody, though. And then not only did we find out about Applejack and kind of who she was, but also her whole family was introduced.
Yeah.
So are you going to name them all?
I don't think I can.
But you did count.
Yeah, I did count. And there are 14 people that I counted in the Apple family.
They're not people, they're ponies.
Ponies! I don't care. Ponies. There are 4 ponies.
14 ponies.
In the
Apple. Which is my lucky number.
Who cares?
Okay.
This isn't about you.
Okay.
It's about My Little Pony. Okay. And so there are 14 ponies in the Apple family. At least that I counted. And there are a lot, if you watch, there are a lot more than 14 things on the table. There are like 114. 2014.
Well, they're going to have a big party. They need a lot of food, right?
Yeah, but that's just for the one little appearance.
Okay.
So. Okay. Anyway. And then she finds out that AJ, I call her AJ, because that's short for Applejack. So AJ calls her part of the family, and she just gets, I don't know what's the right word, I'm tugging at a few things. Offended, ashamed.
Well, she doesn't make friends easily. You know, some people have trouble making friends. I think that's totally true about Twilight Sparkle, because she's a bookworm, she likes to be alone. Spike is only her only friend, or son, we don't really know yet.
Yeah.
But even the way she treats him was really different than the way you would treat a friend. So it might have been a shock to her. I don't know if she was really offended, but she does seem to really react to Applejack saying, "You're part of the family." But I thought it was nice of Applejack to say, very friendly and welcoming. And
yeah.
I think that's what's going to help Twilight Sparkle make friends.
Yeah. Anyway, Twilight Sparkle says that she has to leave. And then later on, we'll learn a little bit more about AJ's little sister called Apple Bloom. And Apple Bloom gets these big, huge goo goo eyes and says, "You don't want to stay?" And oh my gosh, I just have to say, she is just adorable in that scene. And
you know who she reminds me of?
Who?
From Puss in Boots, when the cat from Puss in Boots gets those big eyes and looks so sad and makes you go, and you just want to, "I'll give you whatever you need."
Yeah.
And I know you try that on me sometimes to try to get what you want. And sometimes I might even fall for it. But you're not doing it right now, by the way. Anyway, yeah, it is cute. I like Applejack. I like the Apple family. Maybe
yeah.
It's because I was a teacher and I like apples. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, and I also have to say, the whole Apple family gets goo-goo eyes after that. Like, well, I don't know, because I'm not looking at them. But I just can imagine the whole Apple family getting goo-goo eyes, and they say, "Aww," like, big and long. And I just have to say that AJ's family are guilt trippers. Because that just, for me, I don't know about you guys, but that just triggers my guilt reflex, like I did something wrong. And so I say that they are a bunch of guilt trippers.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So she stays and eats a lot. Period. And so after that, they, the introduction is, the new person is Rainbow Dash. And, so Rainbow Dash crash lands into Twilight and throws both of them into a mud puddle. So, not the best way to make a friend, I have to say, but Rainbow Dash apologizes. Of course, that's the right thing to do. Good job, Dashy. And so, yeah, and then she tries to help Twilight Sparkle by getting her soaking wet. Sort of helpful, but...
Well, it's better to be wet than dirty, don't
yeah,
you think? Okay.
Yeah, and then Rainbow Dash, I don't know if you know Rainbow Dash, but she is very, very fast.
Yes, that's why... Dash is in her name.
Yeah.
She's like Harry Potter because she's got a lightning bolt on her behind.
You just realized that?
Yeah.
You just realized that?
Well, now I know why Rainbow Dash is your favorite.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
So, anyway.
Which means Rainbow Dash would be a Gryffindor, by the way.
No, that wouldn't. That would mean that she goes into Slytherin.
No. Rainbow Dash is not a
Slytherin. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Joke. Anyway, so, and then she spins around Twilight really, really fast to get her dry. And what actually she ends up doing is going into a vacuum, I think. So she vacuums up all the mud and puts it into Twilight's hair and gets it really, 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 really curly.
I don't think it's the mud. I think it's like when you blow dry your hair and it gets poofy. I think that's what happens.
Yeah, but you can see the mud going up into the tornado type thing. So anyway, so now.
So if Rainbow Dash started a salon, a hair salon, a beauty salon, what would it be called?
Worst hairstyle ever.
No, it would be called I'm a Pretty Pony. it would be called Curl Up and Die. No.
Why die?
Because, like, you could dye your hair.
It sounds like you are going to curl up and then Rainbow Dash will murder you.
It's a joke.
Like, you will curl up on a bed.
I know.
And she will murder you.
Well, she might with a bad hairstyle. I don't know.
How can you murder someone with a bad hairstyle?
Okay, well, if anyone has ideas for what the Rainbow Dash Hair Salon and Beauty Parlor would be named, please write to us at mylittlepodcast@gmail.com or let us know on Twitter at MLPpodcast. And then maybe we can share some of your ideas on the next one.
Or you could review.
Oh, yeah. Or leave it in iTunes.
Yeah. So, anyway, she now has curly hair, question mark on mud, and so Rainbow Dash, so of course we meet Rainbow Dash, and we soon find out that she is obsessed with the Wonderbolts. And so, Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash is supposed to be clearing the clouds, which...
She's not doing it right now, or yet.
Yeah, and it's full of clouds. So anyway, Twilight Sparkle uses that obsession with the Wonderbolts against her. And so she says, and this is a quote, I think, "You, please, they won't let any pony come onto the Wonderbolts team without even keeping the sky clear for one measly day." And then Rainbow Dash says, "Hey, I could clear the sky in 10 seconds flat."
And she does.
No, she doesn't. And so Twilight Sparkle says, "Prove it." And so then she goes into, like, crazy pony mode and whacks out all the clouds, and I timed her. And so I got 9 seconds.
Well, you were just counting, like, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. If we had used a stopwatch, it might have actually been 10. We should maybe check that out.
Yeah.
But I still think it's close enough.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though. Do you think that when Twilight Sparkle said prove it, that she was saying that just to get Rainbow Dash to clear the clouds, or do you think she was really, like, just trying to have a competition? You know how, like, if your little sister won't eat her vegetables, and I'm like, "Oh, I bet you could eat them as well as Julia. Look how good Julia does." And she's like, "I'm as good as Julia." And then I say, "Prove it." It's not because I really want her to do as good as you, but it's just because I want her to eat her vegetables. So do you think that was... what do you think about that?
Well, it's hard to say, because Twilight Sparkle isn't very competitive, but she could be very competitive. So we don't really know. Okay. And she is very logical, so she may be using her logic to sort of use...
Sure, that makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, so we have to look at her personality to see what she's like to estimate that. So it's pretty hard to say.
Okay.
So anyway, and then after she does that, Twilight Sparkle just makes the funniest face ever. Her mouth is hanging open, and she's just like, What the heck?
She's like in shock.
Yeah, she just has her eyes glazed over.
Mouth open.
And
she's just like staring straight ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. And so she makes another friend. And then, so they move on, and they go to the decoration part, and Spike falls in love.
Love at first sight.
With a pony named Rarity, okay. Who is in charge of the decor. And, so yeah. And then Rarity speaks French, actually.
Okay, says some words in French, but, like, we all speak some words in French. Like, ballet would be a French, kind of like we would say taco or burrito, Spanish words. I'm not convinced she's French.
Yeah.
But she does have kind of an accent. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just supposed to be, like, upper class, like she's rich and fancy. Maybe it's supposed to be French. I am not sure. If anyone out there knows, let us know.
You know where to find us.
You know where to find us. We've said it twice, I think. We'll say it again, but you'll have to wait till later.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah. And, so, Rarity, like, once she finds out where Twilight Sparkle is from, she's from Canterlot, she instantly wants to be friends with Twilight Sparkle, because she's almost obsessed with Canterlot. So, she gives Twilight Sparkle a new outfit, combs down her hair, and she is, like, a fashionista. She's, like, a diva, fashionista, drama queen, all rolled into one. And so, yeah. So, that happens, and then she obsesses over the gem choice. And this is a quote. "Emeralds, what was I thinking? Let me get you some rubies." And then Twilight dashes off because she does not really like Rarity that much.
Well, they don't have a whole lot in common, I don't think. I think that Rarity is into things or knows about things that Twilight Sparkle's never really thought of. And so when she's saying, "Emeralds, rubies, I don't know," like, Twilight Sparkle doesn't really have a lot to offer that conversation. If they had been talking about
libraries
or something scientific that Twilight Sparkle had read about, she might be able to contribute more.
Yeah. So, Twilight Sparkle dashes off, hoping that she can get away from Rarity and that she doesn't really have to sit through all that. And she goes to find the music part where she meets Fluttershy. And Fluttershy is very, very good with animals, as you can see in the first scene with her. And as you can guess from her name, she is very shy. And, so she doesn't really talk. She ends up just squeaking at the end. And so I'm just thinking, poor Fluttershy.
Well, they might actually then end up being kind of good friends, because if Twilight Sparkle has trouble making friends and Fluttershy has trouble making friends, they might end up like a good pair.
Yeah, because they both won't really have to try as hard, because I bet they're eager to make friends, they just don't know how. So they could just talk about something little. And Fluttershy is so kind. And so, Fluttershy can sit through almost anything. Like, she can sit through Twilight's boring physics, or different stuff like that. And so, finally, what gets her to talk is Spike. Of course, Spike. So, she has a Spike obsession, because she has never seen a dragon before in her life.
So, she's like Hagrid. Oh my gosh!
Does that mean that... What the heck was that?
It's just exciting because it's just like Harry Potter with ponies. It's Pony Potter.
Stop spitting on me.
But it's exciting. It's hard to say Pony Potter without spitting.
Definitely have to do a pony podcast.
Pony Potter podcast.
Yeah, Pony Potter. Pony Potter podcast.
Someday, yeah.
Yeah, someday. So, and then, so they walk home, and Spike and Fluttershy. Now, this is a first. Could not stop talking.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so they rush, so when they're almost done with the walk, Twilight Sparkle rushes into her home and is a little bit rude, I have to say, but she probably isn't used to all that attention, even if it wasn't really attended for her. Intentioned for her. So anyway, she rushes into the house with Spike, and Spike accuses her of being rude. And so they're in the dark, and so they are like talking, and
doesn't she say something like she just wants to go home and go to bed so she can go to the library or something?
Yeah, she is staying in a library. So yeah. And then Pinkie Pie, which we mentioned earlier, actually throws a surprise party. So, yay for Twilight, which she probably hates.
Yeah, she doesn't hang around very long, right? She, like, yeah. Leaves.
Yeah, that is because of the next thing that we are going to talk about, which is hot sauce. She accidentally drinks hot sauce. So there are all these drinks around, which is like coconut martini, or I don't know what coconut drink thing. And then among those is hot sauce. So Twilight Sparkle pours it into her cup and she drinks it straight.
Yum.
Yay. So yeah, so she, drinks that, and actually, her friends are concerned about her, because, her tail and mane, actually, because to express how hot it was, they, made her tail and mane, on fire, actually. So it's like her tail and mane are on fire. So yeah, so she rushes upstairs, and after that, doesn't really come down. And so it's a pretty crazy party. And so Spike comes up to her room and says, "Hey, come on, we're playing Pin the Tail on the Pony." And he is wearing a lamp shade over his head with streamers on it. And it's a pretty, and I have to say, it's a pretty wild party for playing Pin the Tail on the Pony.
Yeah, when parties get to the point where people are wearing the furniture, that's a wild party.
Yeah. Especially for such a minor game. So yeah, anyway, they have to stay up all night and for the Summer Sun Festival. And so when it's time to go, they walk to this, what would you call it, town hall? Yeah, town hall. And then the mayor is announcing the princess who is coming to raise the sun. That's why they call it the Summer Sun Festival. So she announces the princess. And so everything seems good, until Rarity pulls open the curtain. That is where Princess Celestia disappears. Dun, dun, dun!
To be continued. No, but before it's to be continued.
Yeah. Yeah. Nightmare Moon returns to Ponyville. Such a shocker. I mean, really, you've been talking about it for, like, the whole episode. Nightmare Moon, Nightmare Moon, Nightmare Moon.
And there she is.
Big shocker. So, Nightmare Moon returns, and Twilight instantly recognizes Nightmare Moon. And then there's this big climax, and then there is To Be Continued. Dun, dun, dun. So, yeah.
So, as a first episode to a show, how many ponies would you give it? On a scale of, like, 1 to 5 ponies?
For a first episode, the climax, everything, I would give it 3.5 ponies. I'm sorry for that. Half pony. They have to be
cut in half.
Maybe
we shouldn't do ponies. What else could we do? Elements of harmony? I don't know. Well, so why would you give it 3.5?
Because
not any other rating?
Because for a first episode, it isn't really what we've been expecting. It's a little bit of a spoiler for what happens. And so it's not the best intro.
It's not your favorite episode,
yeah.
But it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
What I liked, because I've certainly seen shows and read books where you're introduced to so many characters that you can't keep them straight. I thought that the number that they introduced in this one was pretty good. You got some really strong personalities out there. You understood the basic plot. But it wasn't every one of the main ponies there.
Yeah.
So.
And they take such a... and they let you process what happens before you're introduced to the next character. Like, in the first one, they meet Applejack. And so, after that, Twilight says that she ate too much pie, and they're walking along very slowly. And then, so you get a chance to process what Applejack is. And then you meet Rainbow Dash. And then you get a little time to process it. And then you meet Rarity. And then,
Fluttershy.
So they give you a little time to process it.
That's good.
Yeah, which I like a lot.
Okay, well, any final thoughts?
Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, leave us a rating and review on iTunes, and we'll read them on the next show, or at least some of them if we get a lot. So you can also email us if you have comments or corrections for anything that we said in this one. Email us at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at MLPpodcast. Again, all one word, on Twitter. And just let us know what you're thinking out there, because we would love to hear it and your show ideas. And probably for the next one, we would do episode 2.
Part 2.
Friendship is Magic, part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See ya.
Bye. See you later.